Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like Steven, we sell scented sweatshirts. And the Shopify customer service team helped us so much. And I would say we had questions at 3, 4 a.m. They were there.
For sure. And I think it's why they help turn browsers into buyers.
Totally.
So if you want to manufacture true crime leggings in Guatemala and sell them in Indonesia, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bookclub, all lowercase, today.
That's shopify.com/bookclub. shopify.com/bookclub.
Like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Celebrity Book Club.
So fucking pissed. I'm so sorry, babe. I'm crying. I'm sorry. I feel so betrayed. I brought one.
Thank you. I need it.
Because, 11 a.m., this is a trauma. And, we are family. And we're going to do this and we're going to drink.
You need a fucking drink right now. Just come and sit on my sectional.
It's so fucked up. Villains. Evil walks among us.
I just never thought that, my best friend would betray me. I gave her everything. I went to her wedding. I went to her bridal funeral. I went to her birthday reveal.
You literally paid for half of her birthday reveal. You and Tom, wrote the checks. And, now we can see why, he wrote the checks.
And you just don't do that. And I just, never saw her as a snake and a dragon with scales.
I have to tell you something. I pushed her yesterday into a brick wall.
That's really random.
I couldn't hold back because you are family, and if you betray you, you betray me.
No, and I know that you're family. And just I don't know what we're gonna do with the frosé machine that we bought together. And this really cool art that says babe in spray paint. And I'm just kind of we paid
it's
for that
so
together.
Because you went to the gallery with her and she helped pick that out. And now looking back, it actually makes sense. Sorry to trigger, but it makes sense now. Babe.
Wait, is that Jax or Lala or Shala?
Babe, I'm so sorry. Also, Sheena, let's just put aside our differences right now.
Of course. I wasn't going to mention it.
Thank you guys for putting aside, what happened at Lake Havasu so that we can be here for me and my time of need. I never thought it was going to happen. Do we still have to go to work?
Who's that knocking at the door? It's all your friends, you filthy whore. Your husband's gone and we've got books and a bottle of wine to kill.
It's Hollywood.
It's books.
It's gossip.
I'm shook.
It's memoirs.
It's martinis.
It's Studio 54.
It's Bellini. Celebrity Book Club. Come read it while it's hot. Celebrity Book Club. Tell your secrets, we won't talk.
Celebrity Book Club.
No boys are allowed.
Celebrity Book Club.
Celebrity
Book Club.
as me and I brought the Cuervo.
Hey, best friend.
Or are you my fucking best friend?
Or are you a fucking snake in the grass that I can't trust, that I thought I could trust?
Are you literally my best friend in the entire world, or would you betray me in a second?
I would have moved in with you.
I would have crossed the world for you.
I'm okay. I'm dealing. I'm working through a lot of stuff right now, but I'm happy to be here.
I'm super happy to be here. And I just want to like jump into things because like life is a roller coaster and like things move fast. And if you don't get in, all of a sudden you're 40 and dating your girlfriend's best friend and starting a cover band, being sus as fuck. Okay.
Yeah, today we're doing something that we've, I guess, avoided for years.
For years. And the amount of times people have been like, Lily, you don't watch Vanderpump? Lily, you don't watch Vanderpump?
No, how many gays have been just like, so yeah, she's on Pump. She's on Pump Rolls.
Pump Rolls. You know, Tom, Scandival.
And I've been hearing like gays and girls.
It's mostly girls who have attacked me. They're like, I thought we were friends and I don't get why you don't watch Vanderpump. And it is crazy because back in 2015, I literally went to Sur and I made my friends like take me to Sur.
Wait, in Los Angeles?
Yeah, in Los Angeles.
And you didn't even like know anything about it? You were just
I heard of Lisa Vanderpump and I was like, that's an LA thing to do. Like, let's go to Sur.
Wait, and how
like,
was Sur?
Well, of course, New Yorker visits LA. It was like 10:01 and they were like, we're closing.
Oh, you thought you were going to go have dinner at Spanish time?
Yeah, 10 p.m. and like at least just get a Cosmo. No.
They were actually wrapping the fuck up.
And then when we tried to go to Lisa Vanderpump's restaurant in Vegas, they were like also wrapping up.
Wait, we did?
Like we tried to go for drinks post Martha Stewart and they were just being like, we're closing.
After we had down 3 Martha-tinis, we were like,
yeah.
Maybe I'd blacked out on the Martha-tinis.
It's Vegas, baby.
I don't remember this.
Well, yeah, probably because you were having an affair with my husband.
So Lisa goes to bed early and so do her restaurants, yeah. I guess. But so we finally watched Vanderpump Rules as part of like to sort of fill out the cultural niche and like the tapestry, if you will.
Yeah, there's no, I guess, way also if we want to claim to be culture vultures and not watch the Scandoval episode, but also because we read one of the most chaotic cocktail recipe books ever written.
The fucking queen of chaos. You know her, you love her.
None other than Flagler University alum.
Wait, sorry. She went to
Flagler University in Florida.
Flaggets only.
You know her, you love her, or you hate her, and you're on Tom's side because you're also chaotic. We read Ariana Maddox's second cocktail book.
Single AF cocktails.
Drinks for bad bitches.
And yes, bitch is starred out online.
It's just...
So it is safe for Barnes & Noble display racks.
So funny because first take of this book is like, she is like the least bad bitch.
She's the least bad one. So now that I've watched like 5 episodes of the show, I'm like, every other girl is just like, first of all, there's 300 cast members on this
show. Yeah, and they're all like, Sheena, Lala, Jax,
the
Tom,
names,
Tom,
I
Tom,
felt like
Tom.
I was in like women's wrestling. Like the names are crazy. Stassi, Jax, Lala, Sheena.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are these names?
And then there's just Kate.
But then all the other girls are just like, they're also WWE and they're all like they're so all blonde so and they're always like wearing crazy like bathing suit outfits and just like stomping in and just being like, I can't believe that you're still talking to me after what she said at our divorce party.
And just being like, are you serious? Because I wouldn't talk to you except for I have something to tell you.
Yeah.
And then they do always do my favorite thing, which is like meeting by like a walk-in fridge and are just like, I really don't want to tell you this. But I'm actually, like, I would be a bad person if I didn't tell you this.
So for those of you who've been living under a rock, basically this girl, Ariana Maddox, who wrote this book, she was dating one of the other cast members of this reality show, Vanderpump Rules, Tom Sandoval, for like 10 years. And he cheated on her with a third cast member whose name is Raquel.
Because like literally she never wanted a ring. She just wanted someone to have a good relationship with. She didn't want kids. She didn't want a ring. She wanted a life partner.
They say life partner so much on the show.
Well, they're such allies too.
Right. And it's a little bit like they sent around the talking points to be like, they were life partners and you do not do that to a life partner. And it is a little bit like, well, why didn't you get married if you were living together for 10 years? So, like, because she wasn't being so Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell about it, where they were just being like, marriage isn't our thing. Like, we want to, like, help each other grow or something.
She was trying to flip the switch, I feel like, at the end and say she was a Goldie Hawn and saying, like, she never wanted to get married and she didn't need that, which I just don't think
at the end of the reunion, you think she was saying that?
She said that, like, on her couch when all the girls were, like, her girls and gays were surrounded by her with, like, so much, like, tequila and wine and hoodies. Well, and everyone's in, like, different Vanderpump podcast merch because they all have, like, different recaps,
like, side hustles and, yeah, like, recap pods and, like, sidebars. Well, Lily, that actually brings me to one of the cocktails in this book that I did prepare for us to taste live on air in the iHeart Studios.
That's right, ladies and gentleworms. We each prepared 3 to 4 cocktails from the book. So what did you prepare for us?
So
What's the first cocktail?
So you reference when they all get together at, yeah, Ariana's house that she shares with Tom in Valley Village.
That's very, like, Property Brothers meets Girl Boss Call Your Daddy Studio.
The aesthetics on this show are like they could drive a woman to madness.
No, because they're either all in, like, a tiny, disgusting LA apartment with 3 little dogs. Everyone somehow has, like, purple lights coming from the floor.
Tom and Ariana, the couple in question, have Lego art of them. But then everyone in their house, in their other apartments, has, like, the craziest art you've ever seen. Like, they go over to, like, Katie or Lala's house, and she also has, like, plastic mosaic art.
And one of the moments, which you're about to mention, when everyone gathers around her to comfort her, is Tom has a wooden penis flute.
Yeah.
That is, like, displayed on a shelf, like, next to some coffee table books. And one of her gays is like, what if I broke the penis flute?
And then he breaks the wooden penis
flute. And then she goes, I'm so mad you did that.
But she's being totally ironic because, yeah, Ariana has a dark sense of humor. But yeah, it's weird that she said she's a bad bitch because she's basically, like, kind of the most B-list out of all the girls. And she's so just kind of, like, nice blonde girl next door.
Yeah, she's kind of like a nice girl who's always like, I just work in the trenches and I'm not jumping on the bar.
And, like, at Pride, when Lisa Vanderpump wants to put her in, like, a really tiny bathing suit to, like, walk around in, she's at first being like, oh my God, I can't wear this. All the other brunettes are, like, so slutty and they're like, I'm not even wearing underwear, I'm a whore.
And it's, she's very, like, wait. Wonder Woman coded. But she has the same style in multiple photos where it's just kind of a band across her boobs.
Yeah, she's definitely into showing midriff. And honey, she worked for it and she earned it.
Hell
she
yes.
Show off the midriff. Okay, so this cocktail is called The Funeral. It's a heavyweight Amaro punch. So she goes, after the news of the affair broke, all my friends showed up for me. They brought flowers and wine. There were probably 20 people at my house at one point, all offering me support.
No, it was
like a full wake.
It was this full wake. And, like, her island is covered in so many bouquets. And, like, there's so many little dogs, like, running around.
He was at her apartment at the time. And when he finally came back to the house, he started yelling at everybody to leave, angry that our friends were there for me, not him. He referred to it as a party at the time, but it wasn't a party. It was a funeral for our relationship. This frozen punch made with gin and Amaro is perfect when your friends show up, and they will, to mourn and rally.
Fuck yes.
I love all the military metaphors. She's just
mourn
gonna, rally
and
the
rally.
Fucking troops.
Well, because restaurant workers is so, we are family, we are army, we are navy, we die for each other, but we'll also turn on each other.
Yeah. And the reason she's saying all this because the cocktail book is basically, like, she's cashing in on the Scandoval by making a book that charts the relationship from, like, the good times to the betrayal to her resilience and rising like a phoenix.
Yeah, it's 1, honeymoon phase, those shimmering days. 2, betrayal, devastation, resilience, ad astra. And also, she loves music. This book is inspired by the albums Jagged Little Pill, Kacey Musgraves, Starcrossed, and Lemonade.
Basically breakup albums,
total
if you will.
Breakup. So, Stephen, what's in this?
Okay, so I have prepared a little drink at mi casa and brought it into El Studio. It's an Amaro. So I use Sfumato Amaro. Mm. It calls for Averna Amaro.
She's very into Averna. And she's really into honey syrup.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will say, I prefer honey syrup to just straight honey in a cocktail because
Agree.
Honey syrup dilutes it a little bit.
Okay,
all right,
cheers.
So this is The Funeral. Again, it's Averna Amaro, gin, fresh lime juice, simple syrup, lime wheels to garnish.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Rally up. Now, you said frozen. Is this traditionally supposed to be put in a blender?
It was put in a blender.
Oh. Because it still has to chill on it.
Thank you. Yeah. I blended it at home. I mean, I guess I could have used like so much more ice
I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying like that's just very random to be like, I'm making an Amaro frozen. I don't have such a problem with this drink. It does have this element of like, it's almost there.
I agree that it's almost there. I feel like...
But I guess that's supposed to be like a shooter or two. Because you're rallying troops in your big podcast hoodie.
I think like the point of this is you want to make like a frozen cocktail for a bunch of people. I actually don't mind like blending the ice into it because I do think that it subtles out the Amaro a little bit. Amaro can be so like syrupy and strong.
Now, reading this book, she lists some of the things you need to have like in your home bar. And she says you need to have like tons of shot glasses for when your friends come over. And says nothing is sadder than when everyone has a shot glass and that one friend, you have to give them a shot in like a different cup.
I would disagree with that notion that nothing is sadder.
It's like, what about being cheated on by your life partner of 10 years with your best friend, Rachel?
Here's what I don't understand about this show. That they just all work at a restaurant for like a minimum wage. And yet they're so like Kardashian wealth coded and they're constantly just being like, yeah, let's take a PJ to Lake Havasu for a divorce party.
Well, because now they went from literally living in all their like disgusting West Hollywood apartments to then just being paid by the show, but they still have to work at their restaurant.
So like they are making like 20K per episode per person.
Yeah, by the end. And I feel like at the beginning you can tell because they all are just like being random. And the cheating is so insane because she finds out by looking at his phone and he had screen recorded a sex FaceTime with this girl. Who does that?
Babe, it's called the spank bank. It's just got to save it for later.
It's just so obvious. You know, it's like he wanted to be caught. He's been begging to break up with her. It's his whole thing.
One of the WWE girls whose name I can't recall at this moment says at one point, like, he obviously was getting off on sneaking around.
Of course, totally true. You called it, Sheena.
What I found so distasteful in all the unfurling and all the unveiling is that he kept kind of not admitting that. Because at a certain point, it's a little bit like, well, what do you say? It's just like they are breaking up and like he did cheat on her. But throughout the whole episode and the reunion, like, he's not really just like admitting that, like, A, he was getting off on sneaking around. B, he's not in love with Raquel.
Also, Tom Sandoval is like, just sorry, not to like repeat probably like some Bravo podcast from 2 years ago that said this, but like he is so disgusting in LA style where like all episodes he's in a tight cream duster tank top, beanie so far back,
it's almost on the bottom of his head.
White nail polish.
But this is what I'm saying about the aesthetics of the show are like mind-boggling. Like they do drive a woman mad because not only does everyone have like mosaic art and text art, like all the guys have this crazy style where it's like dusters and leather jeggings.
You know, and they all have undercuts and then tiny little ponytails.
But everyone has a ponytail.
And then they all have the little tank tops with the really long harem shorts.
And then you go to Sur and like it's run by a British woman and we know that British people have like very cluttered interior style. And like that carries through to Sur, where it's just like huge urn on marble countertop, fake plants, heavy, heavy curtains, fabric everywhere, fabric on the chairs. And then like big letters like on all the surfaces. And like they're always in like the most cramped hallways and corners and like bars inside of walk-ins. Like there's a scene where they're having like some like bitches table talk and they're on like a folding table in an alleyway, like next to a dumpster. And there's still like fabric everywhere. Like it makes you crazy looking at it.
There's this scene when her rally and her Navy and all the WWE girls are like at like an outdoor big fire and they're like, Shots. And then Tom Schwartz comes, who's Tom Sandoval's like coworker, co-bar owner.
The Toms.
And it's like everyone is named Tom. So it's like I know so many Toms and like my fish named Tom just died.
No, we mourn your
fish. And he comes and he's a little bit more like indie-ish, I guess, than Tom Sandoval this because he's so like Warby Parker.
Yeah, see, because at first I was like, oh, is Tom Sandoval indie sleaze? But he's actually just LA guy.
Yeah.
Like LA guys are trapped in 2009 in this kind of like Chrome, pre-Chrome Hearts way, where they're so like tight jeans, leather jacket. I mean, there's a really amazing line where Ariana says, like, in their first confrontation, where she's like, I supported you when you were wearing combat boots and skinny jeans.
Yes. And it's just like, but he's like still in skinny jeans. And that was her thing. She was very being so Mary J. Blige and like, I supported you when you were like nothing. We had no money. Which brings me to his vibe now and a little shooter I'm going to make up for us. This is called the midlife crisis. And here are the signs for when your man is either about to have an affair or having a midlife crisis. He starts a cover band. Because the night Ariana found out, she was at his concert.
She was at a release party for his new single at Tom Tom, the bar he owns with the other Tom, who I agree is hotter and is more like kind of indie LA bro.
Yeah, but they also own Schwartz and Sandy, which is like another.
They own two like double Tom themed bars.
Yeah.
So it's like you can just go to these restaurants in LA and just like they're working there and you're just like seeing
them?
I don't think
that's the thing. Like, I think you're maybe seeing the Toms if you go to Schwartz and Sandy. And
but
if you go to Pumps and Sir, maybe Sheena's working. But
it's all not
going to
be Stassi
like just,
and Jocks. And,
no.
Okay, it's just random other people.
I think you could have seen them in like 2015.
Okay, and you're just paying like $35 for a burger.
Yeah. Anyway, Tom Sandoval went through a midlife crisis, and this is the midlife crisis shot.
Wait, so what's her description of the midlife crisis shot?
Hold on, I'm shaking. If you can pull up the page for me,
I could try and pull it up. Okay.
The ingredients being like Fireball and rum.
This fiery shot made with cinnamon spiked Fireball whiskey and overproof rum burns all the way down. Before he turned 40, he started going through a midlife crisis that was accelerated by the pandemic, which everybody was in lockdown. It was the match that would go on to incinerate our partnership, home, friendships, all just so he could feel younger. I remember that out of the blue, he wanted to stay out all the time, and he rebelled against doing anything that required a certain level of responsibility. He shopped for flashy new cars and started wearing clothes he thought made him look younger.
Dusters.
Dusters. And like zip down hoodies that have like quilted elbows.
Yeah, I feel like it's like also like side hoodies. And also the ingredients being these are like such college ingredients.
Literally is side hoodies. Like that's a term you made up, but it's true. It somehow does apply.
So as we are.
Really, this is a massive shot.
Well, you don't have to drink it all.
Because I'm not 40.
You're not 40, but like you did just like get a new style this weekend.
I did get a new style and it's called Richard Gere Leaving the Airport and I fucking nailed it. And it's basically like a leather jacket that fits perfectly.
And jeans. So honestly, you actually are trying to look a little bit older.
I'm trying to look older.
Older. Okay. Cheers.
Okay.
I mean, here's the thing about Fireball. It always has.
Yes,
that's
mama.
It.
Literally, Fireball's so good.
Celebrity Book Club.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage.
Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell.
And when those outdoor outfits are scented, like Steven, we sell scented sweatshirts. So we put those on Shopify, and the Shopify customer service team helped us so much. And I would say we had questions at 3, 4 a.m. They were there.
For sure. And I think it's why they help turn browsers into buyers, which is something I look at, but I'm a data nerd, so
totally.
You know, that's
and
just me.
Look, if you are like so confused by the data, let me just tell you this. Shopify is your no excuses business partner. Sell without needing to code or design. We love to hear that, right? Okay.
So if you want to manufacture true crime leggings in Guatemala and sell them in Indonesia, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bookclub, all lowercase today.
That's shopify.com/bookclub. shopify.com/bookclub.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Celebrity Book Club.
La la la.
La 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 la.
Okay, so Darby, we have like a surprise slash like a threat, which is that we, this weekend we were hanging out because we love
to hang out.
Yeah. And we were at our friend's cabin in Pennsylvania, and we also made some of the recipes from the cocktail book and made like voice notes.
We have not because we are in Pennsylvania.
Limes.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Get slicey, bitch.
That are like probably kind of chaotic
And like long and echoey.
So, yeah, Lily's fetching fresh limes because we don't like to half-ass anything. The CBC cocktail experimental kitchen.
But maybe it could be fun to throw in.
This so one lime. You brought this one lime all the way from New York?
Yes. Okay.
No, there's two limes.
There's two, but I couldn't find the other. Let's talk about the little sister for a second, which is a Shirley Temple with a ship.
So this is the first recipe we're making officially from Ariana Madox's amazing new cocktail book, Single AF.
It's basically a dirty Shirley. Fresh cherries, grenadine, and vodka, lime juice.
So wait, so why is a little sister supposed to be a thing?
Because it's like a Shirley Temple when you were like little.
When I was a kid, I loved a good Shirley Temple. Cherry red and cloyingly sweet. The boozy version of that childhood drink made with the addition of vodka may seem girlish and innocent, but it's anything but.
Wait, when I first met the woman he had the affair with, she was dating someone who was close with my brother. So it's about when someone who's close with your brother betrays you.
This is so restaurant, by the way. Like, sorry, if you've ever been friends with like restaurant girls, like that type of talk to be like, we were best friends because she was friends with my brother. So we were all hanging out with her brother this one time. And then we hung out with her brother's friends. But then I started sleeping with one of her brother's friends. But then one of her brother's friends started sleeping with my aunt.
But it's also like straight girls are obsessed with their brothers. And it is like their own like Oedipal thing.
As our group started to mingle more, I got to know her better. At first, she came across as timid and afraid to speak her mind. And I think there were people who wanted to ice her out or keep her away. I hated to see that. So Sheena and I took her under our wing. We introduced her to people, went dancing together, and even wore matching outfits on Halloween. We really embraced her as one of our own, like a little sister. Mm. Serve these up when you need a throwback to simpler, more naive times, but watch out. It may sneak up on you.
And the photo of the drink has like a broken piece of glass that you would like cut someone in prison with in the highball.
So it's like, don't be naive, and the vodka's the knife, and the vodka's what make it boozy, and that's the little sister who fucking turns on you. Needless to say, I just don't think her and Raquel
were best friends. But that still doesn't make it okay.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's okay.
I mean, as we were just saying, like, I do relate to Ariana a lot because I was cheated on by my ex-boyfriend of almost 4 years, and he did have an affair with his coworker at a restaurant, who was literally a fucking bartender at the restaurant where he was like a server. And I'm just kind of like, the restaurant industry is incestuous, and I didn't see the signs, and I was completely taken for a fool. This person was not my best friend, but it was actually someone that I kind of really disliked previously. So it kind of made it worse in a way. Like, I could see myself on the reunion with Andy being like, it's actually worse because I hated him. And it's actually worse to cheat on me with someone that you knew I didn't like.
Your situation was extremely, and now I'm flipping my switch because, like, I'm Stassi and, like, I have no backbone and I will change my mind. It was just really Vanderpump because, like, you had had maybe relations with other guy.
And that's also partly why I hated him.
Exactly. Which is just feels so Vanderpump.
It's so Vanderpump.
One thing about Tom Sandoval and the timeline, which I just think is so funny.
I love there's just this whole lore around it. It's just like the timeline. Like the book starts out with the timeline.
Oh, wait. My favorite line in the episode where she finds out and they're going through, quote unquote, the timeline. One of the nights where she thinks he does start cheating. And she goes, by the way, Charlotte's body wasn't even cold yet.
Oh, the grandma.
Charlotte's the dog.
Oh, Charlotte's the dog.
The dog, yeah.
Wait, I thought it was about the grandma.
Well, there also is the grandma, because in her timeline, the timeline is so iconic. October 2010, I moved to LA from New York. Early 2012, we meet as bartenders working at Villa Blanca. 2013, my dad passed away. 2013, I joined the cast of Vanderpump Rules. 2014, our relationship begins. 2014, we make it IG official. 2015, I move into his West Hollywood apartment. 2019, we buy our house together in Valley Village. December 2019, our cocktail book, Fancy as Fuck Cocktails, goes on sale. August 2nd, 2022, my sweet dog Charlotte dies. The affair allegedly begins. And that was like, Charlotte's body wasn't even cold yet. I'm obsessed.
And they fuck in the car.
Yeah.
And then he didn't have keys to get in and had to knock on the door. And he's like ringing their ring or whatever.
I guess because they work in the West Village, but they're just like such weird allies. West Hollywood.
Well, the Pride episode that we both watched, which happens when the Pulse shooting happens, and it's so completely insane. And Lisa Vanderpump the whole time is just like, I don't want to capitulate. I won't capitulate.
And then I feel like one of the most WWE girls is like, I'm not going to fucking risk my life to go be like, here are our specials for $12 an hour. But then Sandoval and Ariana are like sitting there and they're all just like, it's always any excuse to like drink at 11 a.m. Because they're just like, I think we should like start with wine and like this day is crazy. And Tom Sandoval is like, I can't believe the fucking bigots. No, and she's like, fuck bigots.
Fuck the bigots. And it's just like all these straight people like crying at 11 a.m. with their like spray paint art and their like dog hair covered couch and there's so much racist lighting.
And they're like, all coming over to each other's like little apartments to drink more to like decide whether they should go to work or not.
And then like James is just like, I am gonna go in. And they're just like, oh, fucking keep us posted, man. Like, tell us what the update is on what's going down at Sir. And then it's just like cut to 5 minutes later, they're all doing shots on the bar.
And Tom was like, I've never gotten on the bar. But if there's any day to get on the bar and he gets on shirtless with his disgusting long but tight shorts and starts like pouring shots into everyone's mouth. And then Lisa comes back and the both Toms start crying. They're like, Lisa, you're so fucking brave. We won't let the terrorists win.
And then like, you risk life and limb to get on this double-decker bus themed London float and like ride 3 blocks through West Hollywood. And now I'm sobbing. And then Jax reveals that one shot of Fireball is $11. And this was in like 2014 or something. I was a little like, damn.
Well, I mean, the prices at
one shot?
At Sir on Pride are going to be the most.
It's gonna be, yeah. Imagine if you're like getting food on Pride at Sir.
No, and you're getting
and
like
you're just being like, I want the ahi burger. And it's 48.
Because there's some
like girls vomiting next to
that's
you.
That's just Lisa like opening up a new restaurant. She's meeting with the chef and she's like, I love food. I love food. And then she's like, not only does it need to taste good, but the food needs to be sexy. And then this woman is just listing food and going, purple cabbage. And she goes, such a sexy food. Such a sexy food.
Okay, speaking of sexy, let's go back to the honeymoon phase when Ariana Maddox and Tom Sandoval started their relationship. The sparks were flying because, yeah, things can feel good at first.
Well, and there was like some clip where they're like fighting and the affair hasn't been broken yet, but he's like, we just like don't have sex anymore. And like, we used to fuck all the time, like every single night. And like, used to have multiple orgasms. And then they flash to her, like, rolling her eyes so hard. And she's like, just not true. But yeah, they were, like, so in love. And she was, quote unquote, always defending him. Like, there's some part where she was like, no matter what, I always defended Tom.
Well, again, it's like the Byzantine lore of the show. It's impossible to get into. When I started watching it, I was like, what the fuck is going on? What are any of these people talking about?
But then it's kind of easy to jump in after 20 minutes, I found.
I feel like people like this show because the characters on Vanderpump Rules are so dumb. They make any Real Housewives franchise look like the philosophy department at Oxford. I'm like, this is crazy. Like, they just have steroid brain. They're all like, they're so brain dead.
And it's so funny to watch Andy versus Housewives, because Housewives, he's so involved and he's like, Ramona, like, let's get into this. He's owning all the Housewives and he has a much more puppeteer relationship. Vanderpump, he literally is like, these are my crazy children, and I'm like, sit down. He's maybe like, you should just have hot dogs at your bar.
And this is my like chinchilla farm, and they're just running around, and I'm like dropping some little food bits in the cage, and just kind of they're going at it.
And I'm not even saying much.
Like, there's no puppeteering. Okay, so this is called Lovebirds in Paradise, tropical mezcal vibes. Love can feel like an escape, and sometimes you need that even, or especially after it's all burned up. One thing I've always enjoyed is experiencing new things. When the show took us to film in Hawaii in 2015, we stayed a few days afterwards to have some fun in the sun, just the two of us. We rented a Jeep and drove along the coast of Oahu's North Shore and saw all these beautiful places together.
Is there anything better than renting a Jeep in Hawaii?
No, as two folks who have done that, like, it's literally, Oahu's so stunning and gorgeous, and it's so lush. And if you've never been, go.
You should go to Hawaii, even though you shouldn't go to Hawaii right now.
Anyway, so this is rum mezcal Campari. Fresh pineapple, strawberry, lime juice, and I put it all in a blender.
Damn, yeah. She blended. Cheers.
Cheers. The blender was out today, honey.
Okay, yum.
I mean, that definitely gives tropical.
This is giving, like,
it's giving
Hilton
beach bar. Yes.
Beach bar.
It's all inclusive.
Yeah, like, you're getting this three times. You don't know what's happening.
I think what I really like about this is she called for pineapple juice.
Pineapple?
Yeah. So I blended actual fresh chunks of pineapple in with the strawberries, which gives it a meatiness that I think is nice. So it doesn't just feel like juice, you know?
And feel like, this is just juice hiding like seven liquors.
Yeah. And the mezcal is actually really tempered by the rum, so it's not too smoky.
It's coming in.
It's
a little bit of smoke.
Yeah.
Her use of mezcal also in the book is always like, and mezcal, because when things get hot, they get spicy.
Yeah.
And we were in love, or it's like more revenge. She's like, and this has mezcal, because when things get spicy, I'm ready to kick him out and I'm on fire by myself because I'm a bad ass bitch.
So the next drink I made, the crocodile tears, it uses Campari. And she's like, yeah, it's bitter but sweet at the same time. Pretty and pink, but wickedly bitter. The number of falsehoods that came to light after the affair was diabolical. The affair was not a one-time event, but a regular ongoing thing. She met his family over the holidays without my knowing.
That's insane.
I mean, that is insane. And then when he's like in the reveal episode where he's like at her apartment, and like all their apartments are so identical. And like,
right. And he's like, have you told your families?
And then he's like, they love you. And she's like, I love you too. He's like, I said my family loves you, but I love you too.
That part was so like creepy. It's just like, and just sad. Honestly, I felt really bad for Raquel coming out of this.
Yeah. I mean, it's never good for the other woman.
It's never good for the other woman. And, like, she did, like, check into, like, a wellness retreat center after this.
But it's also, like, I mean, what did she expect?
I mean, literally, what did she expect? I'm also sorry.
You're at a workplace of, like, 10 crazy bitches. Like, obviously, they're all going to turn on you.
Also, honestly, as Andy Cohen was trying to say, but no one was listening to him, he was like, so you guys are all cheaters and, like, hypocrites and, like, all fuck each other. And they're like, yes, but it's different.
No, and, like,
and it is different.
So here's why she said it was different. Because, like, they all have a history of, like,
sleeping with each other
and cheating on each other and breaking up each other's marriages. And she goes, it's different because she was my best friend. And I'm a little
I also have to put into question.
Yeah.
After watching five episodes,
I'm like,
are
you best friends?
I was like, you guys are like, maybe Sheena is your best friend.
Right.
Maybe Katie.
Maybe Lala is your best friend.
And when she's confronting Tom and being like, she was just your fucking groupie and like looked up to you guys and like was a hanger-on.
Yeah. Okay, but here's the crocodile tears, which I kind of think there's a little bit of crocodile tears on the part of everyone else crying because, as Andy said, they're all cheaters. And this is Campari gin, lemon juice, simple, maraschino liqueur, orange bitters. It's basically a Negroni, but like a sweeter Negroni.
Yeah, it's a sweeter Negroni. This needs like seltzer for me, like a seltzer topper. I agree.
It's a little bit like, I don't know if it's wickedly bitter. It's just kind of
No, it's just a little Tylenol-y.
Yeah.
Which can happen so fast with Campari.
I think it really needs like 50-50 soda to this ratio.
Yeah. In the beginning, when Ariana and Tom start dating and Kristen, who's... It's also like, girl, read the signs, because Tom got with Ariana from cheating on another girl. No, I know.
What starts in chaos always ends in chaos. If your relationship begins as an affair, like, honey, that's never good.
And in one of the...
Leanne Rimes, I'm talking to you.
One of their honeymoon moments was going to Coachella because they're huge music fans and they love Chromeo, Outkast. And so this is a drink inspired by it. It's called the Coachella, and it's vodka, watermelon, edible glitter, lemon juice.
Did you just add the glitter?
Yeah. And I added, I added watermelon soda because I didn't have fresh watermelon juice.
This edible glitter, it really just looks like fish food. No,
yeah. And the way you sprinkle it in feels very like, grab a little pinch. Here you go. The other day, I went to Kellen Lord, shout out to Queer Health. And I went to the wrong location. So I found myself...
Shout out to queer patients.
Yeah, shout out to queer patients being confused. So what does a queerdo do at 2 p.m. on a windy, cold Wednesday? Take a long walk to the bakery store Whisk. And I call them and my headphones are like so muffly. And I'm like, do you have edible glitter? And they're like, what? What is that? And I'm like, do you have edible glitter?
You're sobbing.
And I'm like crying on the side of the road, Flatbush Ave. And the woman just goes... We do, but we only have two left. Which I love the drama of that. Like
get here now. They're going fast. I can't even reserve one for you.
So I stomp over.
Like these craft moms are coming in.
No, coming in hot on this Wednesday for edible glitter. Like there's some holiday coming up. And I come in and I go, I'm the one who calls about the edible glitter. And it's so quiet and like creaky wooden. She goes, right this way. And then I'm like there and I'm like.
And she takes you to the glitter section.
Yeah, the edible glitter section.
And there's just bare shelves and two little containers.
But then there was so much edible glitter, but only one gold.
Okay, word. So this is.
So this is the Coachella.
Right. Celebrating falling in love with Coachella.
No matter how bad a relationship gets, I hope we can all reach back in our memories and hold beautiful days in our minds like shimmering gems. Okay. Those times were real too. For me, one of those times when we went to our first Coachella together in April of 2014. It was my second time ever going. The lineup that year featured all of our favorite bands, Muse, Outkast, Chromeo. It was incredible being in the desert.
The whole show is just feels like it's frozen in 2008. Also, this just reminded me of when they finally confront each other after the affair.
Yeah.
He's drinking a squirt.
Just like...
Out of a can.
Okay, I don't remember that.
No, I remember because it was shocking. Yeah, I was like, where do you find this?
Well, actually, I feel like squirt...
Or maybe it was diet squirt. Maybe it was even crazier. The only person who didn't drink squirt was my mom like 30 years ago.
That's insane.
Okay, this
So by the way, the ingredients are vodka, watermelon juice, but I use watermelon soda, lime juice, grenadine. The only thing I didn't put in here was my optional favorite CBD oil because I just, what she says is
that
optional.
That is so Coachella. There's a weirdly like a savoriness. Maybe it's coming from the watermelon that I kind of like. The sweetness isn't too cloying. Mm. I still think it feels overly sweet to me.
Mm. As most of these cocktails.
As most of the cocktails are.
No, like they're basically all club shots. Like they're all shooters.
They are all shooters.
So like when you come in, they're like, hey, do you want a flying flamingo's ass? Yeah. Like, and so I watched the episode where she's like doing a photo shoot. In my mind, this is where really the drama began. She's doing a photo shoot for her first cocktail book, Fancy as Fuck. And Tom is so jealous that he didn't get a book. And he's being so mean to her. And I was like, this is so could be us if one of us
got a cocktail book. Well, it also reminded me of the Emily Gould divorce article that we're going to talk about in the VIP lounge.
Yeah.
Where like she's jealous of his success. But I was like, you do kind of always need to be at equal levels of success with someone that you're really close to. Otherwise, it can be really tense. And then it becomes so Joan Rivers, Joni Carson, you don't speak to each other for 30 years.
Literally. So they're doing a photo shoot and he keeps on like coming over and like moving her like lemon rind around.
Here's what I did feel though. She was shooting like a sizzle reel to try and sell the book. She hadn't sold the book yet. She was like, I'm working with my friend Annie, who was like her co-writer, and she was trying to sell like the concept of the book to publishers.
I thought because then they're all having like Asian with their other friend and the other friend is like, whoa, this is so awkward because he's like, do you know how many people have come up to me and said, why does Ariana have a book and you don't?
Okay, but they're just saying have it, but she doesn't have the book yet. That's what I'm saying. She was trying to
literally...
The way
he phrased it was someone did ask her.
But again, they're all dumb. They're all very dumb. And so it's like she's starts talking to this girl and like maybe even has a like agent who's going to try and be like, let's shop this book around. And that to them is like, she has a book.
Maybe it was that. I feel like she does have a book agent. And the book agent was like, you should have a cocktail book.
Right. So, but okay, what I thought was weird about that whole thing, though, and this is where I did think that, like, it was a little bit like, why does she have a cocktail book? Because he was like, maybe have a little fun with
it. Yes, yes.
And
no,
she was being so awkward and, like, not speaking and being like, I don't want to talk. I don't want to do it. It's like, you want to have a cocktail book that's all about, like, your personality.
No, she literally
but
says,
you feel awkward making cocktails on camera?
No,
what is,
she,
I don't
she
understand.
Literally says, I don't want this book to be about my personality. I just want it to be about good cocktails. But it's like, you don't make good cocktails. So you're going to need some personality in it.
And it's like, cocktails exist. Like, you don't have any, like, thing new to bring to the table in terms of that.
Right,
so
you
it's
just
like,
have, like, being a girl in Vanderpump. And then she's always like, I'm not the one to get in the bar and be personality. Like, I'm in the trenches. I'm just about making the drinks. But yet, when she's
so
making
weird,
the drink for the shoot, it looks like she's never made a drink before.
Right, and then you have this whole cocktail book that's all about just, like, I'm a cover girl. Lemon drop, mic drop.
So it's like, on one hand, he's being an asshole and obviously so jealous. But then on the other hand, like, she's also being stupid.
She's being dumb as hell. She's being a dumb bitch. I'm like, damn, y'all be slurping on this dumb bitch juice.
But I guess fancy as fuck cocktails did come out. And it was kind of like by the both of them.
And he kind of like wormed his way into that cocktail book. I mean, ultimately, it's like, you don't need anyone to write a cocktail book because, again, cocktails exist. And it's just being like 0.75 ounces of Cointreau, 1 ounce of gin. It's like, the recipes are established.
But what you do need to write is these amazing little captions.
Okay, should we do the
so
last one?
So my last one is... Do we have any ice
there
left?
There is such an insane array of cups in front of me right
now. Because we're also being
right
so,
now.
Like... restaurant too with our little
we're using like separate cups for each drink and like
so it's funny because this is the end and this is the deadly confrontation shot which honestly does not have all the ingredients I'll be perfectly honest because like the ingredients are like four kinds of whiskey scotch and like rum and I just did what I had which was one kind of whiskey and one kind of tequila
wasn't there supposed to be Jaeger
yeah
in
and there's instead of Jaeger it's Fernet so really it's
okay that's fun. So what is actually in this?
So right now it's in its bullet bourbon, Tanteo tequila, shout out, well, actually, and Fernet. So this is basically about being like not precious and taking every liquor you have and throwing it together and confronting your soon-to-be fucking dirtbag ex. Okay,
cheers,
bitch. Do you have anything to confront me about? Oh my God, that's disgusting.
Ew. You.
I have to confront her about this book.
Well, doesn't she say in the description, she's like, it's not going to taste
good? Yeah, the whole point is like, it's disgusting. This doesn't taste good. But like, as a baddie, you have to get through it.
Right. It's about like moving forward with your life.
Her unopened sandwich shop with Katie. There's already merch, but the sandwich shop is still to come. It's called Something About Her. And on the reunion, they're being like, Andy, why don't you have like something about her merch yet? Because he has merch from like some other girl.
He has merch from Tom Tom Bar, the Tom's Bar. And then it cuts to him like getting the merch and just being like, is this a triple XL? Yeah. And it's really big. And he's kind of weirded out by it because Andy Cohen's definitely not wearing oversized merch. Billie Eilish is not one of his inspos.
Andy Cohen does love hoodies, though.
He loves hoodies, but he loves like a very
tight fitted hoodie.
Our West Village king
loves a fitted hoodie.
Likes to be fitted.
He's in like a fitted John
Mayer
hoodie.
Very much like the beagle that he got rid of in such a queer way. Oh, yeah. Like he likes to be held tight. He likes like a thunder jacket of a piece
thunder
of
buddy
clothing.
Yeah, no, I mean, shout of this, I will confront someone.
Oh, yeah, this is really, really nasty. Okay, one of the drinks we didn't make was the Jamie, which is literally just a martini. Not even with vermouth. It's just vodka and olive juice. And she goes, throughout the affair, he did a lot of shit to me that felt dirty as hell, but some things really felt like new lows. He had told me time and time again that he wasn't trying to hide anything from me whenever I would ask about little things here and there. But it turns out he was taking many steps to cover the whole thing up. He was so committed to this double life that he used Jamie as a code name for her in his phone. The worst part of that is that my dad's name was James.
Stop.
May he rest in peace.
R.I.P. Fucked up.
How fucked up would that be if Maya was having an affair and put Charlie?
Charlie.
Okay, I will say I kind of have done that.
Named it after
like named
your lover's dead dad.
No, like named a guy in my phone.
Oh, with someone different.
Not in my current relationship.
No, never.
Because
of course
I have nothing
not.
To hide from my boyfriend because I love
him. But
as
she said, we're disgustingly honest.
But I had a number in my phone that I had saved as friend of the pod, Arabella Work.
Wow. Arabella Work. And work
because it kind
did.
Of seems like believable that it would just be like, oh, there's like a weird work number.
Well, especially for Arabella, like she's so work
because she literally has
a job. Yeah, she has
no I mean I couldn't have it as Lily Work. Nobody will believe that. Celebrity Book Club.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Segments AF. What does she wear?
What does she eat? How does she live?
How does she live? We know she's like still sharing a home in Valley Village with just like, I mean, they have the biggest house. They have like the Boucle CB2 couch.
Yeah. So they're so Sherbakaj and so Instagram and like the most disgusting, weird mosaic art of themselves.
That they ordered off Instagram.
And bar stools and... First of all, they're not even like Gen Z. They're like 40. So
they're like older than us.
I don't know why they have like such bad interior design sense, but like.
It's because they're our age.
But it's like this thing of which is like so Zoomer slash like everyone now where it's like They only have recessed lighting or like purple, you know, bisexual, like weird underlighting. I'm like, what about a lamp, y'all?
Because they're like LA and they're having recessed lighting and like it's a reality show and they're getting like weird.
And there's always like so many cameras in.
And ring lights. It's like their lighting is ring lights.
Yeah, but it's ring lights and purple bars in recess.
I think actually it makes sense that they don't have lamps. Because like they're just always in like, for sure. They're just like always in these harsh environments, whether it's like the bar or like.
And that you need to have space for all the cameras.
And of course they have like fake fires outside.
What does she wear? I mean, she.
As we know, it's like literally either band across her taws.
What's weird is so on the cover, it's like this shot of her. She kind of looks like older than she does. They like made her look like Robin Anton kind of, and like she looks like she just got lip injections, and she's like these extensions in. She's holding heels, and there's all these like diamonds, and she's holding an empty martini glass.
She's so Florida Flagler alums. Like, let's get to it. Wait, I went to the Flagler site.
Wait, where is Flagler?
It's in St. Augustine, Florida.
Oh, literally the first ever settlement in America is by the Spanish.
Oh.
1505 or something.
The more you know. Yeah. And it's being so like, our classrooms are outside. It's like being a little like, we learn differently here. Whether you're like scuba diving, DJing at our college radio station, or in the class.
Okay, so they're trying to say it's like such a hippie school.
I think it's being more like Florida coded and just more like, put on your flippers.
Okay, but they're being like, academics don't matter.
Definitely. I think it's more like, let's become like fake marine biologists.
Which she was like, I minored in marine biology. I majored in
communication drinks.
She definitely majored in communications.
I have this line here that was like, she tells the story about the cocktail we didn't make, the creme de violette, but after her grandmother died, some parrot flew into their backyard and they kept it for a few days until its owner like came and like claimed this parrot. And she's like, no matter what, I know that was my grandmother. It's just like random person's parrot. I know she was visiting.
Sorry,
me.
She believes in signs.
The dress she wears at the reunion, which is like this crazy red gown again.
And it has like a nude element. There's like a nude mesh cover-up.
She does a lot of nude cover-ups. And Andy does, honestly, like a little bit of a lackluster.
Oh,
honey.
No, literally cut to me. I'm like blending drinks in my kitchen and I overhear Andy being like, yes, girl, you look good. And I was just like phoning it in.
Yeah, he's like, if that's ever a revenge dress I've seen.
Yeah.
And it is just the most like,
crazy gown
that you're like, what? And everyone's like, yes, girl, like make him miss
she's
it.
She's being so love is blind. Make
and
him miss
honestly,
it.
Not to.
You think Raquel
like,
looked better? I mean, the
well,
reunion
Raquel's
is
just in
so,
a trailer watching.
It's so funny that she's in a trailer because she's no, filed a restraining order
against
Sheena.
No, but Tom comes on and he's actually looking the most like, I don't know, normal he ever has. He's in like a suit.
Yeah, because he's not wearing a side duster.
And she like turns to like Lolly or whatever and she's like, well, he looks horrible. And it's like, I don't know, he actually looks the best he's ever had. Yeah.
I guess like what's interesting about her is I feel like she kind of hasn't followed the trends of like millennial girl bosses and she's not wearing like wide-legged suits on stage at like a TED Talk.
No, because they're just like LA. At the end of the day, she's still an LA bartender.
Yeah.
She's not in a big
she's perma
suit.
Bartender and she is just going to be like tight
red
pants.
Gown. If
booties.
Anything, she's just more Cavallari and like, yeah, in a huge cream sweatshirt.
But Cavallari will be wearing a wide-legged
well, but that's
because
she
like
actually is a girl boss. And like my
sorry,
sorry,
she's the author of two books. Ariana Maddox is a girl boss. She's literally a twice author.
Maybe when she opens up something about her, the sandwich shop, she'll get a pantsuit. What does she eat? I feel like she's like poke bowl. Like it's so weird that she's opening up a sandwich shop because I don't think she's like
ever eaten a sandwich in her life.
Yeah, like she's either like Taco Bell, big salad.
Because she thinks she's so hot. Hot girl,
hot
summer.
Hot girl, summer. Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
But I feel like she was having.
She's
like,
definitely like gross and like having a burrito. But like I don't know, maybe she's like.
I think she's a little more like udon. Well, just because this one dinner, she orders the hot Asian, and it's just like.
Oh wait,
so
they
so
like, go
bonito.
To this restaurant like hot Asian.
Hot
he's
Asian.
Like, yeah, I'd love a hot Asian. But then they just start getting in a fight over her cocktail book.
So I think she's having like Pan Asian and like wheat soba noodles.
She lives in 2008. Like, yes, she's having Pan Asian.
And then I'm like, is she even going to Erewhon? Probably. And she's just like smoothies and juices and like.
But okay, I also feel like maybe she's drinking so much that she's like not eating a lot.
Yeah, like maybe the rat pass happening.
Calories are coming from alcohol.
It is crazy because they drink so much.
Like, I kind of think that she's having like maybe a weird like chewy bar in the morning. And then she's not eating not for chewy. 8 hours.
Yeah, I could see
and
that.
And then she's like wolfing tuna like in the walk-in.
Yeah, no, it's like wasabi tuna in the walk-in and a chewy bar. Done. Okay, who are you in the book?
I mean, I am Ariana because I was cheated on by my restaurant villain boyfriend with his coworker.
And you'd be like, I don't care. And I know we weren't happy, but you're still a villain and you deserve to die.
And he's like, what do you want? She's like, I want you to die.
I don't know. How about a really slow death? I'm so Tom Schwartz. I feel like I'm just like, I'm apologizing to this group of girls.
Oh, when you're so in trouble and you're fully lying about when you knew.
Yeah, to like
no, and
my
everyone's
wife.
Being like, when did you know?
When did you know?
And
I'm
you're
just
like, I didn't know when I knew. I knew that I knew. You actually are.
No, I know. I'm no, like the shadiest bitch
you actually
ever.
Are, because this actually even happened in
oh,
like three relationships
happen. Yes.
ago.
When three?
Or two, or whatever. My couple ex-boyfriends ago,
yeah.
When he started dating this new person, and you knew about it and didn't tell me for 2 months.
2 months.
Yeah. It was 2 months.
I don't believe
because
that.
Because I found out over Christmas, which is also so Vanderpump of
over
me.
Over Christmas?
I found out over Christmas on Instagram. And
well,
I was
okay,
like,
but it's
did
like,
you know?
Okay, no, deadly
and you were just like, well, yes, he came up to me like at an opening 2 months ago and he was with the new boyfriend and I did know, but I wasn't sure if it was going to be a thing, so I didn't tell you. And that
no,
was
that
your
is
Tom
valid.
Schwartz lie.
That is valid.
That was your
That's
lie.
Valid.
That was your
and
lie.
That is valid, though, because it's like, I meet 1 million gay guys a day, and so it's like one gay guy has a gay guy next to him and I'm supposed to deliver you this deadly news.
You're a little sister with a shiv.
And it's just like, is it even worth the spiral if it wasn't even a thing?
You know, it wasn't worth it for you.
Was it worth it?
No, you are literally a snake in the grass.
And I'm opening up a bar.
And I'm going to have a bitter mezcal Campari drink in your honor, bitch. Okay, I don't
give
know.
This, if we're talking about the recipes, I'm giving them a 0.0.
I'm giving them a 1.5 because I do think that she's asking you to like find some liqueurs that I hadn't heard of, and I do want to try that Mexican corn liqueur.
No, we're gonna get the Nixtal because she says it has a smokiness.
But yeah, these are literally just mostly existing cocktails that you made sweeter and worse
with honey. But for the captions, I give it like a 4.1 because like they're hilarious
and like I
and
do,
they go off.
I
and
do
like,
honor
you're
your
a bad
journey
bitch,
and you're a
and,
bad
like,
bitch and. I just don't
you
know.
You said if... you've gone through it, but I also don't believe that. I don't think she's really totally admitted to herself that they weren't happy.
Yeah. No, and that's the thing. And she keeps
she
being like,
she needs to do
I
that to move on.
I would have died for you. And I think, you know, personally for me, like just to like open that wound, but also like move forward, I will say like I eventually did admit that we weren't happy.
Yes, you did. And that took a lot.
It did take a lot of work. Personally, and I admitted that I pushed him away and I admitted like I did all these things and I get that. And like, at the time, I just felt like, well, even if like things weren't going perfectly, we were still committed and I still thought of you as like the person that I was going to be with. And so it was so like the rug was pulled out from underneath me and I kept saying the rug was pulled out from underneath
me. And it
me.
Was the ego.
And it was the ego of it all. But it's like at the end of the day, I did have to admit that like, yes, the relationship like was like
not goaded.
Not goaded. And it was like diminishing in this way. And like that I had responsibility in that role, but
and you
also
took
like
that responsibility.
And I took that responsibility. And also in some ways, like it just was happening naturally and it would have happened. And like it's no one's fault.
That's life.
And like she does need to admit that. And it's like if you were with someone for 10 years that you didn't want to get married to, like maybe ask yourself
maybe
why.
Maybe ask yourself why. Is that really quote unquote what you want?
So
as a Flagler alum.
And like as Flaggets, like we do the work.
Just do the work a little bit.
Anyway, but like we love you, Ariana.
We love
you,
Ariana. And like, yes,
book.
And like now I'm gonna. What's so fun about, I would say, watching Vanderpump is like it really was fun to do like season 2, then season 5, then season 10.
Because the show.
I don't need to be episode 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
The show
10.
Is so chaotic that you kind of can jump in anywhere
yeah.
and it doesn't really matter. It's like.
Because you're like, oh, Sheena's fighting with Stassi.
It's like it doesn't really ever make sense. So it's
a little
kind of
bit
fine.
Choose your adventure. Just like learn the names a little bit.
Just enough. And it's like, it's funny. It's not like Roni where you're like, I kind of do want to watch
yes.
every second because like. Because
there are the little moments.
That they hold on to forever. And like, you know, on the Housewives, like, they've all lived lives a little bit more, but these are just like these crazy, like Los Angeles bartenders who are living in WWE performers like, who are trapped in 2008.
Living in tiny apartments. Okay. Best. This episode of Celebrity Book Club with Stephen and Lily was produced by my former with a capital F best friend, Darby Masters. I hate you. I hope you die. You're a villain. Supervising producer, Abu Zafar. We've been through a bunch, but at the end of the day, you are like a brother. This fucking hurts to say, but this episode was executive produced by the woman who's been playing me for 15 years, Christina Everett. Okay? Like, will I trust you less because you still invest in my ex's podcast? Sure. Do I still love you? Yes. This episode was engineered by Bahid Frazier. I thought we were going to live a life together. 10 years. You threw it away. I've honestly said all I can say. The music was done by Stephen Phillips Horace. I saw him at Coachella. He's amazing. The artwork was done by Teddy Blanks. I found him on Instagram. He does really cool kind of like digital prints. This episode was originally co-created with Prolab Projects. One of my exes, but we're on like good terms now because we worked through it. That's cool. So yeah, follow us on Patreon. Subscribe to us on Patreon. Bye. We're coming to a point in the night where we could make more Ariana Madix cocktails, but at the end of the day, and I'm going to be honest, like, we all do kind of want Manhattans and don't want to make, like, yellow chartreuse rosé, like, vanilla 43 cocktails.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.